covered drinking and fireworks. Now it's all about the music. This is WGN. I'm Lisa Dent filling in for Anna. 4th of July weekend is here. There's plenty going on in your neighborhood, in Chicago, all over. But what is happening up north was pretty exciting because Ravinia was back open for business last night. And that puts a smile on everyone's face. It's just nice to really be free this 4th of July and be able to get together with friends and go to fireworks displays and to see live music. Ravinia Festival President and CEO Jeff Hayden is on the phone. Jeff, how are you today?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's a great day at Ravinia.
Yeah, you must have loved it having people back, right?
Oh, my goodness. We gathered the entire staff to help reopen the gates. They've worked so hard to get things going again this year.
Oh, that's great. And last night was dedicated to all essential workers. Who was there last night in the audience?
Sure. So this is our thank you week. We have different concerts. So one is on Saturday, we're inviting all of our frontline workers that whether they're bagging your groceries, delivering your mail, working in the hospitals, doing public works. We're excited to welcome them all Saturday, and we have Chicago area artists performing, including the Ides of March. Last night, we had all of our donors that have supported us throughout the pandemic, even though we were closed, there for a piano recital. And tonight, we've invited a lot of community members, our neighbors, and people that have been an important part of our community to hear a classical music performance tonight. So it's just a lot of ways that we're saying thank you as we open up.
Oh, that's nice. You really must be thankful. And we're all thankful that you're back in business. Had to be extremely tough last year. So, yeah, that's the show I was thinking about where you're thanking doctors and nurses and those people with the Ides of March. Jim Peterick still have purple hair?
We will find out what color it is on Saturday.
But it'll be colorful. And so what has it been like just trying to put a schedule together this summer, being somewhat uncertain as to what Illinois would allow? You know, I mean, at what point did you say, I think we can go forward with this?
Well, it was an exciting moment in March when the state gave us the green light saying, yes, you'll be able to reopen. Those parameters were much more constrictive and restrictive than they are now, of course. But it gave us a light at the end of the tunnel. But we had been planning since last October with the theory of not if we reopen, but how we reopen. And I don't know, we're probably on scenario number ZZ right now or something like that. But it's been great. We've adapted, and there may be some things that we learned that will continue to apply going forward, which will be a lot of fun.
I'm happy to see that Willie Nelson is on your schedule, because anytime we can get Willie Nelson to this area at his age, I count that as a big win.
Well, he's kind of our theme song, On the Road Again.
Absolutely. We're finally there. So it would be hard to believe that someone listening might not have been to Ravinia. But for those who have not, why don't you give us the 30-second pitch on what it's all about and what makes it so special?
So Ravinia is about a 20-minute ride north from downtown, right in the suburb of Highland Park. It has the distinction of being right on the Union Pacific Line metro train line. So you can take the train right up to the front gate of Ravinia. Your concert ticket is your train ticket. It's free. And that's the best way to come to Ravinia. Of course, you can drive. And it's 35 acres. It's the most beautiful wooded lawn garden dotted with sculptures. We have beautiful dining facilities in the back, and we have this open outdoor amphitheater that seats 3,500 people and a stage as big to fit the Chicago Symphony or Sting. So it's really the best place to come as we're in the waning days of the pandemic to have a comfortable first event in person.
If you've got a question for Jeff Hayden, he is Ravinia Festival President and CEO. Just give us a call at 312-981-7200. I think what most people see and what intrigues me is how elaborate some of the picnics get for people who are choosing not to be in a seat, but just to hang out. People are bringing like candelabras and setting them up on small tables, are they not?
This is competitive picnicking at its finest. Wedgwood has been spotted here.
That is so crazy. And the reason I was always intrigued, because I would see people at the train station, you know, transferring, coming from the western suburbs into the city to grab the train to go north. And they would be equipped with beautiful picnic baskets, and they're just ready to go. Now, when you are in that picnic celebration area where you set up your candelabra, whatever kind of china you want, and you sit and you have the beverage of your choice with your friends, you don't have the greatest view, right, of the stage. If you want the greatest view, you buy a seat. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we actually have three major seating options. So we have the main lawn area, which you're referring to, which does not have a direct sight line to the stage, but has phenomenal sound system there, and the vibe on the lawn is fun. And yes, you can be very elegant, and you can also just bring your pizza that you ordered and sit on the lawn. So it's the whole variety. The pavilion, of course, great seats. We have video projection in there as well, so you can see the hands of a pianist or the fingers on a guitar. And this year we have a third option, which is we've taken the south lawn and we've quartered it off and drawn squares in it. They're originally more from a pandemic perspective. They're all 6 feet apart. People are loving having a pre-reserved specific square on the lawn that they're buying, so they don't have to get here right when the gates open to claim their spot. They can pick up their phone and they can order food to be delivered to them in their pod. They can order to have chairs and tables set up. So if you don't want to bring everything, we can bring it to you.
Interesting. I love that. See, I'm that type of person. I'm like, okay, I'll pay a little more if I know that I've got that certain square and I don't have to get there early and find a place to set up. Are you finding that is a pretty popular option?
Oh, people are loving it. And the best part about it, which I forgot to say, is that we actually have a video screen that everybody can see from there. So it is like you can see the stage perfectly. So people love that option, and I'm sure you're going to see a version of that in future years to come.
Okay, we've got somebody on the phone. Dave is calling from Munster, Indiana. Dave, have you been to Ravinia?
Yeah, we had good memories there. Take your wife there. My wife, she died 20 years ago. The kids were 6 and 8, but we go to Ravinia. I think we saw Spira Gyra there. And I remember she bought some expensive stuff to bring up there, but I met my wife on the South Shore, so just keep doing what you're doing, and it's not too expensive. I wish we would have gone more. So just keep doing what you're doing.
I think that your message is so much bigger, because what you're saying is you have beautiful memories and you wish your wife was still here to create more of those memories with you. So just from a perspective, I would love to ask you. It looks like we lost him. Dave, are you still there?
No, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
So when your wife was, spending more money than what you wanted her to spend on that food and those beverages, were you giving...
She made more money than I did. She was at a payroll at U.S. Steel, so it all works out.
Well, I'm glad you're listening today and that we could bring back some great memories. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, Jeff, that you see that a lot, that you see people who come up every single year, and it's a big part of their summer to join the folks at Ravinia for the show of their choice. Is that true?
Ravinia is a family affair, and people have met their future spouses here. People have reunions here of friends and family. We have many generations of people that have worked at Ravinia and continue to work at Ravinia. So this is an integral part of people's family and the community in ways that I've not seen any other organization.
Jeff is the festival president and CEO at Ravinia. And so I'm intrigued, because do you have different staff, let's say, that works a Led Zeppelin classic albums live show as opposed to a staff that works a CSO show?
We all work every show. We're music omnivores. We love it all.
That's cool, because your crowds are very diverse from one show to another, are they not?
They are, but you would be surprised by the amount of overlap. It's not obvious, but there's actually more overlap than one might think.
Is there a difference in the picnic setups between a rock and roll show and a CSO show?
You don't see a lot of China at the Led Zeppelin show.
I'm kind of guessing that to be true. Are you already planning for next year? Because, of course, next year you'll be back to a full schedule and not a modified schedule, correct?
We are looking forward to having a full schedule. And, yes, we already have some acts on the book, so we're excited about next year already.
That's awesome. Any chance we'll ever see Tony Bennett play again?
He loves Ravinia, and if he's going to be out and about, he'll certainly be at Ravinia.
Yeah, that is a classic who always makes the journey back. So who else is on that list of people who love Ravinia, whose publicist might reach out to you and say, hey, my person really wants to play this year, can we fit him in?
You know, we've had long relationships with Chicago, we've had long relationships with Sting. You know, Carrie Underwood's been here a number of times as well. And, of course, this year you're seeing John Legend return, who's been here a number of times. And, you know, our closest collaborators over many decades, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, just phenomenal. It's certainly more than a hometown band, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you're back in business, Jeff, and thank you so much for the show that you're doing tomorrow night with the Ides of March, and it is a big thank you. Again, who will be in your audience tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we have invited frontline workers, so anybody that was not Zooming in last March and April, so bagging groceries, delivering mail, fixing the sidewalks, working in the hospitals, we wanted to thank you.
And people can find out the schedule if they go to Ravinia.org, correct?
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you at Ravinia this summer.
All right. We look forward to seeing you, too. And I don't think you'll have a day off until the fall. So enjoy your time, and great to talk to you today.
Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
I'm Lisa Dent, in for Anna on 720 WGN.